Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah continues the discussion of the description of how a person is taken out to be stoned. Ha'irachok mi beis haskila ke'aser amos. When he's at a distance from the place where they perform the stoning, when he's 10 hours away, omrim lo, they say to him, hisvadei. You should say vidui. A person should do an admission and say verbally to Hashem the sins that he has done in order to be part of the tshuva process. Shekein derech ha-mumasin misvadin, the way of the mumasin, those who are put to death, or that they're supposed to do vidui beforehand so that their death can be a kapar, can be an atonement for them. Shekol ha-misvadeh, because anybody who says vidui and then receives this death penalty, yesh lo chilek l'olam haba, he will then have a share in the world to come, because it will be a kapara for him. It will be an atonement for him. Shekin matzina ba'achan, we find by the man named Achan, she'amar le'Yehoshua, that Yeshua said to him. Now, Achan was a person who had committed a sin of taking from the cherem, from the things that were forbidden to be taken from after the fall of Yericho. And because of that, people were killed in the subsequent battle with the city of Ai. And Hashem told Yehoshua how to identify the person who had done it. And when they identified him, he was to be stoned. But prior to be stoned, Yehoshua said to him, Bini, my son, Simna chavod l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, you should give kavod, honor to Hashem, the God of Israel, v'ten lo toda, and give him an admission to perform vidui, v'gomer, etc., it says in the pasuk. Vayan Achan es Yehoshua, and Achan responded to Yehoshua, Vayomar, and he said, Amna, it's true, Anochi chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I sinned to Hashem Elokei Yisrael, v'chazos, and such I did, and he just went on, v'gomer, etc., goes on to describe exactly what he took. Now, how do we know in the case of Achan that the vidui was a kapar for him, that it affected an atonement? Shenemar, because, as the pasuk says further, Vayomer Yehoshua, Yeshua said, Ma'achartanu, that why do you trouble us? Yarkar Hashem Bayomazah, Hashem will trouble you this day. In other words, that he will be killed. And there's a diuk, there's a inference we can make from the statement of Yehoshua, Hayom Hazeh to Acher, that this day you are Acher, you are troubled by Hashem, by this punishment. V'yah to Acher l'olam haba, but you won't be Acher, you will not be troubled in the world to come, you will have a share in the world to come. And that's how we see, therefore, that a person who says vidui before being killed by Beis Din has a share in the world to come. V'im ein yodeh l'hizvado, so he doesn't know how to say vidui, he doesn't remember all of his other sins. Omrim lo, they say to him, and more, say the following formula, tehemi sasi kapara al kol avonosai, that my death should be a kapara, an atonement for all of my sins. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda adds, emhaya yodea shehu mezumam, if he knows that he was falsely accused, he knows that the Edom that who accused him of the crime were false, Omer, he should say, Tehemi sasi kapara al kol avonosai, my death should be a kapara, atonement for all of my sins, chutz me avonze, except for this sin, because this sin I'm not guilty of. Amru lo, so the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain, if you're going to allow him to say that, you call Adam Omrim Kach. Every person will say such a thing. Kedilanakos Asatzman, in order to make themselves look clean from the sin, whether or not it's really they were falsely accused or not. Therefore, they should just say that the Misa should be a kapara for all of their sins.